السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. وعن أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال: قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من رضي بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا وجبت له الجنة. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال: قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: تركت فيكم أمرين لن تضلوا ما تمسكتم بهما، كتاب الله وسنة رسوله. صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. يا خير من دفنت في القاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاء والأكم، نفس الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. رسالة درود شريف. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا وحبيبنا وقدوتنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. All praises are due to Allah رب العزت والجلال، our creator, sustainer, protector, provider, master of the worlds. درود and salam, peace and salutations upon the beloved master of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And durood and salam upon the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een and the Ahl Bayt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all the khidmat of deen. Respected ulama, huffaz, brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the wealth of iman. We must look after our iman. This kalima tayyiba, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We had a great gift and bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us with iman and die with iman and rise on the day of qiyamah with those who have iman and strengthen our iman so we have entry into Jannatul Firdaus inshaAllah. Mubarak day of Jumu'ah in the Mubarak month of Zulhijjah. In fact, somebody has written that this Jumu'ah becomes Nurun ala Nur because the Jumu'ah in the Mubarak month of Hajj has greater significance and value. So we need to appreciate every moment of the Mubarak days and nights. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken an oath, wal fajri wa layalin ashr, that the auspicious nights are important, like the nights of Qadr, and the days are valuable in significance to approximately 1,000 days, one day in the day of Zilhijjah. That is why optional fast is recommended, full 9 days, or keep Monday and Thursday. But the fast of the Yawm Arafah, inshallah, you keep the thawab will be 1 year's past sins are forgiven, and maybe the sins that are going to be of the current year will be forgiven. Allah Pak give us tawfiq, inshallah. So next week, Friday, will be the day of Arafah in South Africa, and Eid al-Adha will be enjoyed, inshallah, and celebrated on Saturday, 7th of June, inshallah. Respected brothers, my topic today is the lessons from the last khutbah, farewell pilgrimage of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But before I get to the topic, just some muzakara and reminder. First of all, I am the servant of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, and I am the follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How many times have I recited my kalima tayyiba for today? How many times have I introduced somebody towards the oneness and greatness of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal? So if we recite the kalima 100 times in the morning, 100 times in the evening, it is mentioned, inshallah, this person will die with the kalima on his lips. He will have a good death, husne khatima. Allah grant us all husne khatima. Good mouth, inshallah, mouth in Jummah, mouth in the masjid, mouth in Madina Sharif, mouth in Makkah Mukarrama. A good death, inshallah. And on the day of Qiyamah, his face will shine like the 14 full moon. But there is one hadith that we came across, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, that man qala la ilaha illallah 70 alfa marratan. If a person recites 70,000 times la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Imagine 70,000 times. Over a few days, you don't have to rush and read all in one day. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will affix his abode in Jannah. And not only that, for whom he recites, if he makes the niyat that I'm reciting this durood and salam, this la ilaha illallah, so Allah can preserve it for me when my dying moments come. La ilaha illallah, laysa laha hijabun dun Allah. When a person recites, let us all recite one time, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are seated in Masjid-e-Mahmood, alhamdulillah. But our heart, with the recitation of this kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has already reached the Arsh-e-Mu'allah, the throne of Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So if you recite this, and the ulama have written 500 times daily, la ilaha illallah, in a period of 5 months, will take 75,000, la ilaha illallah. And anybody passes away, you say, oh Allah, grant this kalima, la ilaha illallah, as isale sawab for my parents, grandparents, asatiza, family members. So it will be reserved for them. The sawab will be for you, but the thawab will also be written for them. Say subhanallah, brothers. Make it a habit. While we're driving, while our mothers are cooking, while we're working, at least take the name of Allah. Talk of the greatness of Allah, then the greatness of everything else lowers itself. Have I connected somebody to the kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah today? Live on the dictates of the kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why the first lesson that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his khutbah mentioned after praising Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, that was his final khutbah of his life. And it is mentioned in the commentary that 81 days later, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the month of Rabiul Awwal passed away. So imagine the last nasihat is given of ibadat, putting our greatness of Allah subhanahu wa aqidah first, put our aqidah in the greatness of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then our ibadat must come right, 5 principles and branches of deen. All our acts of worship, salah, zakat, qurbani, and sawm, and finally hajj, which we are in the season of hajj. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained briefly about akhlaq, keeping good character, and each one of us are responsible for these 5 branches of deen. Then mu'amalat, our interpersonal relationships and dealings, the spirit of ukhuwa and brotherhood, al-mu'minu akhul mu'min, that a brother believer is a brother to a believer. And the last point he mentioned was mu'asharat, that keeping good dealings and transactions clear and sound and interact. That is the summary, and just I wish to talk about. So the first lesson was of the repetition of the kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala grant me and all of us tawfiq, inshallah. Remind others as well. Give somebody a tasbih and remind them of the zikr of la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Tonight you're going to sleep. Take muhasaba, what did I do for the day, and recite one kalima and say, oh Allah, I am keeping it as amanat in your court, in the arsh of Allah. When my dying moments come, remind me of this kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Iza dakhala qalban, Mulla Ali Qari rahimahullah has written that when iman is embedded in the heart of that person, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds him of the kalima. Inshallah. The second lesson today is of durood and salam upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, ہر درد کی دوا ہے. صلی علی رسائے درود شریف. اللہم صلی علی سیدنا و نبینا و شفیعنا و حبیبنا و قدوتنا و مولانا محمد و بارک وسلم. اینی درود ان سلام درود ابراہیم شورٹ درود جزا اللہ عنا محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. This درود شریف, now we recite it in Masjid Mahmood. Our heart is now connected directly to Madinah Sharif. There is a window open between our heart to the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So much so it is mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders the malaika to take your name and your father's name and to convey this durood and salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Madinah Sharif and say, this person sitting in Masjid Mahmood in Durban conveyed one salat of salat and salam upon you. Say subhanallah, brothers. There is a direct connection. Right to the Rawdah Mubarak. Allah Pak, take us. We have the niyat, inshallah. But this is the spirit and jazba of Durood Sharif we should have. That keep on reciting Durood Sharif every day. Make it a habit of 100 times Durood and Salat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam daily, while driving, while reciting, students are studying, while working, mothers are cooking. Read Durood Sharif with the barakat of the noor of the Durood Sharif. There'll be barakah in the home, there'll be muhabba in the home. Durood Sharif has two kareems. Allah is kareem and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is kareem. When you take one durood and salam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim, it is mentioned Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets happy and Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam gets happy. So imagine a person who reads 1,000 duroods daily. Whatever within our means. We don't want anybody to go mental, read 1,000 in one day, next 1,000, 10,000 next day, and then after that, that person is gone crazy. No, keep a balance. Mashayikh guide us with zikr and askar. He says, Zuban zakir, dil shakir, or badan sabir. Remember this. Our tongue must be in the remembrance of Allah. He say, Chism ho kahi apana, dil to hai madine mein. Your heart can be, your body can be anyway. Our heart should be connected to Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Har dam Allah Allah kar, noor se apna seena bar. Jiye to unke naam par ji, mare to unke naam par mar. Take the name of Allah. When in pain and difficulty, how we take this wazifa, that wazifa, take the wazifa that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us. So coming back to the main part of the topic, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained the 5 branches of deen in the khutbatul wida, his farewell pilgrimage. I'm going to take some lessons. First of all, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had a group of sahaba, over 124,000 glorious sahaba, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an, 23 years a period of sacrifice. And he brought them all from Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, and the outskirts of Saudi Arabia, and wherever they now Saudi Arabia. And they assemble with ihram, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 of Zilhijjah. Never will the sky or the earth ever see a group of people like that. Allah accept the Hajj of the Hujjaj. We make dua, Allahumma ghfir lil Hajj wa la man istaghfara lahu al Hajj. Oh Allah, forgive the Haji and for whom the Haji seeks forgiveness. Allah take us all, jaisi niyat waisi barakat. But the main thing is what you bring back and what lesson you take from the Mount of Arafah sermon. So 124,000 sahaba, Mina on the 8th, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam motivated them, inspired them and said, learn the lessons like how he told him about salah. Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Perform salah like how you see me performing salah. He said, khuzu anni manasikakum. Learn from me the rituals and the rites of hajj. Hajj parna nahi hai, hajj karna nahi, karna hai. It is a practical aspect. Once in a life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invites a person to Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara. Allah ta'ala give us opportunity repeatedly, inshallah. Keep the ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam through the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is what you're going to bring back from Madinah Tayyibah. The life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sacrifice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Har kaam kaam nahi, Nabi ka kaam kaam hai. All this work, that work. What did my Nabi do? Kulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. He introduced the people towards la ilaha illallah and they became successful. So a person goes to Medina Sharif, he says, As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Pak, take us with that ishq and muhabbat. But he must bring back the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does he come with from Makkah Mukarrama? Hudallin nas, Ka'batullah is the piece of ground which will be broken eventually, but hidayat spread from there. It is the part of hidayat. Allah is Rabbun nas. Ka'batullah is hudallin nas. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came as kafatan lin nas for the entire humanity. And we are ukhrijat lin nas, the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. We also have to seek the guidance of ourselves and the community around us. That is why when a person goes to Arafah, what did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said? Al-Hajju Arafah. And he spoke to them lengthy. The gist of the khutbah is the five branches. Put your aqidah right, our belief in the greatness of Allah. Allah se hota hai, everything happens by the command of Allah. I am tested by the command of Allah. I get sick and healthy by the command of Allah. Wealth and whatever it is by the command of Allah. Put our reliance and tawakkul only in Allah. This is taqwa. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used the means. He had the camel. He tied the camel. But he also said his tawakkul in Allah, that everything happens by the will of Allah. Iman and taqwa goes interrelated. Allah increase our taqwa. Keep the company of the mashayikh. Come to the house of Allah. Make your ibadat with the huzuri of Allah. Allahu haziri, Allahu naziri. When we gonna make qurbani soon? Allah is watching me. In Makkah and Medina, Allah is watching me. Masjid, Allah is watching me. Out of the masjid, same Allah is watching me. That is taqwa. The test of iman is not inside the masjid. The test of your iman is outside the masjid. How do I conduct myself as a Muslim? That is taqwa, Allah consciousness. So increase our ibadat, all our acts of worship. Extra, push yourself in these few days and nights. 2 rakat salatu tahajjud, 2 rakat salatu tawbah, several niyat. You make 2 rakats only and say, oh Allah, give me hidayat, my family hidayat. So much of qurbani my Nabi of Allah made. Sahaba radiallahu anhu made. Iman came to me. My brothers and sisters in Palestine, in Syria, in other parts of the world, how much of qurbani for the sake of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am giving time, I am giving a few rands, I am giving some sadaqah. That is also ibadat in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam in his khutbah delivered few parts. He said one part is the blood and honor, respect and property of a fellow Muslim is sacred and sacrosanct in Islam. Why must a Muslim sway another Muslim? Why must a Muslim lift a hand on another Muslim? The Nabi of Allah said, the honor of a Muslim as well. Imagine. So why must we hurt somebody's feeling? Why must we have ill feelings for a fellow Muslim? Make dua for the ummah. We are suffering pain and sorrows by the enemies. But the worst part is, and difficult part is, where a fellow Muslim has hasad for another Muslim. When last did I make dua for my brother, not blood brother, Muslim brother. A brother that is suffering pain, a brother in difficulty and need, some orphan, somebody. On the day of Qiyamah, it is said, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah Ta'ala will talk, imagine to us, where were you when I was hungry? It's a long hadith, just the gist of it. Where were you when I needed clothes? Where were you when I was suffering? Where were you when I was in difficulty? What answer will I give Allah Rabbul Izzat? A person will ask, oh Allah, how did I know that you needed food? He said, yes, there was somebody in your locality that needed a place of food, a slice of bread. You did not even go out of your way to feed your neighbor. That is the right of fellow human beings. This is mu'amalat. Where is your akhlaq? The character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam kana khuluhu quhu al-Quran. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has shown us لا فضل العربي على العجمي ولا لعجمين العربي إلا بالتقوى ولا الأسود Walal Abyad, the gist of the khutbah is that Nabi alayhi salatu salam on the plains of Arafah, when this ayat was revealed, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. I have chosen Islam for you as a way of life. I have completed my favor upon you, Nabi of Allah. Wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. And I have chosen Islam as a way of life. That is why if a person recites three times, inshallah, we learned a short dua. Raditu billahi rabba. Repeat after me. Raditu billahi rabba. Wabil islami deena. Wabil islami deena. Wabi muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wasallam nabiyya wa rasoola. Three times in the morning, three times in the evening. Wajabat lahul jannah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, inshallah, jannah becomes wajib for the person. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba, there's no superiority of an Arab over a non-Arab. White over black. No racism in Islam. No place of tribe, culture, language, barrier, nothing. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَى سُوَرِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَى وَلَاكِ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَى سُوَرِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَى أَجْسَامِكُمْ وَلَاكِ يَنْظُرُ إِلَى قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah doesn't look at your faces, your body, your color, your language. He looks at your heart and the a'mal you perform. The currency of the hereafter is mal, not dollars and rands. Allah give us opportunity to increase our a'mal, inshallah. Say inshallah. You can't say one subhanallah when you die, but when you leave a pious child, that one subhanallah the child will read. One bismillah, one surah yasin, that will be sawab jariyah for you. Donate towards the house of Allah. Donate towards a borehole or a masjid or well, whatever it is, for the sake of Allah. That will be sawab jariyah. Donate one Quran fi sabilillah and say, this Quran will be isale sawab for me. The person reads it, all the sawab will go to you. Inshallah. Sahaba were crying. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, began to cry. Later on he questioned Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what are you saying? He said, now the deen is perfect. Islam is a way of life. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. I have favored upon you and completed my favor on you, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He told the Sahaba, this is a final nasiha of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My Nabi of Allah is going to leave from this world. Sayyidina Umar understood this. That is why when a Jew asked him some time later that when this ayat was revealed, we should have made it a day of celebration. He said, no, it was double celebration, the day of Jumu'ah, plus it was revealed on the plains of Arafah. My Nabi of Allah gave responsibility to this ummah. He said, look after the amana. La imana liman la amanatala, wa la deena liman la ahdala. There's no iman for the person who mistrusts and misappropriates amana. And wa la deena liman la ahdala, who cannot keep a promise, what kind of deen he's got. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam spoke on the rights of our mothers and sisters, our wives. This is muasharat. Looking after our family members. Taking care of our parents, our mothers, our sisters. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, seven principles I mentioned now already from the khutbatul wida, last nasiha. He said, keep away from interest and usury. Because all this was happening at that time. And he knew the people going to come and get involved in all this. And the last one, taraktu fikum amrayn. لَن تَدِلُّ مَا تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِمَا كِتَابُ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّةُ رَسُولِي. I leave behind two things. Hold fast to this, you will never go astray. Oh brothers, oh musallis, am I holding fast to the rope of Allah? وَاَعْتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. To the Qur'an-i Kareem. And two is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much is in my life? And the life of my family. I leave behind two things. This amanat was given to us on the plains of Arafah. Hold fast to the Quran. Live by the Quran. Understand the meaning of the Quran. Read the Quran. Teach the Quran. Respect the ulama that teach the Quran. And serve the Quran in different ways. The Quran says what is halal, stick to halal. What is doubtful, abstain from it. What is haram, abstain from it. And my sunnah, نقشِ قدم نبی کے جنت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. حضرت شاہ کی مکتب صاحب اور شیخ used to say, نقشِ قدم نبی کے جنت کے راستے. You want to be on the path of jannat, then walk according to the sunnat of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Internalize the sunnats of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. The only way to reach Allah رب العزت والجلال is the sunnat way. Making salam is a great sunnah. Did I greet a musalli? Did I greet the imam? Did I greet the muazzin today? Afshu salam bainakum. Promote salam, a great sunnah. When to enter your home, make salam, read Durood Sharif, read Surah Ikhlas. You will enter the home, there will be barakah. Shaitan will say, no accommodation, no food, no meals in this house. Otherwise, if you just enter the house, shaitan enters as well. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Sallim ala man arafta wa man lam ta'rif. And the last amanat that was given on the plains of Arafah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, that I am giving you the responsibility of khatm nubuwat. No Nabi, la Nabi abadi. But the ummah that is here present will take it to those who are absent. And he made Allah a witness. Allahumma shhad. Oh, did I convey the message to the sahaba? He asked. قَدْ بَلَّغْتَ الرِّسَالَةِ وَعَدَّيْتَ الْأَمَانَةِ وَنَصَحْتَ الْأُمَّةِ Oh Allah, you be a witness. I gave this nasihat and I gave this amanat to the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ajwa prayin. The spirit of da'wat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the calm of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the work of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُولُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ تُفْلِحُ was given from the plains of Arafah. If 2 million hajis take it through the world, there will be an inqilab and a revolution. Allah guide us all, inshallah. 124,000 sahaba from the plains of Arafah traversed the earth. Only a few thousand sahaba in Makkah, Mukarrama, Medina, Munawwara in the presence of Saudi Arabia. Others traversed the earth would kulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. We have this amanat upon us. Do the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sit for ta'aleem. Spend 3 days in the path of Allah. Go out in the path of Allah. Also to announce inshallah 8, 9 and 10 of August the ijtima' will be here in Durban. We are the host. Tills Crescent, Overport, we are the host. We need to support, bring people, take out Jamaat from the masjid, and do the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You cannot spend time like how the sahaba spent time with Rasulullah sallam. You cannot go for jihad. You can say, I gave 3 days fi sabilillah in the path of Allah, made i'tikaf in different masjid, speak to somebody about Islam, speak to somebody about the sunnah. They start practicing, how much of sawab you will get. Inshallah, say inshallah. So our connection with the Quran Kareem, our connection with the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I want to summarize, keep the 5 branches in mind. Aqeedah, put it right. Only the greatness of Allah. Allah se hota ek, kisi se nahi hota. Allah does whatever he wants. And put your reliance in Allah. Make dua like that. And 2 is put our ibadat right and increase it in these days inshallah. Then our akhlaq must be made correct inshallah in the Mubarak days. And let the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam permeate in our life and our family lives and our children inshallah. Then what will happen? The progeny will continue doing good akhlaq. And our mu'asharat, our dealings, interpersonal relationship, we put it right with our family members, relatives, somebody that's not even talking to you, you go and make salam to him. Somebody that hurt you and harm you, you go and make salam to him and say, forgive me for the sake of Allah, I don't want to die now. Imagine if I die like this, what will happen? Huququl ibad will get caught on the day of Qiyamah. And the last one is, put our society right, muasharat right. We all have a responsibility. Masjid have programs, madrasas have programs. Send our children to the madaris, makatib, darulums, huffaz, ulama. These are ambassadors of the Quran and Sunnah. In every home there should be a hafiz. Every home ta'aleem should take place. And every home we should be amongst the zakirin, inshallah. So, dil, zuban, zakir, dil, shakir, badan, sabir. Keep your tongue moist in the remembrance of Allah. Make shukr on the favor of iman from your heart. And 3 is uphold patience through our body. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.